My guests keep doing this to me, Tim. You provoke me to jealousy. January 2020, you had two specific phrases revealed to you. What were they, and explain them briefly?
Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, tell my people to raise the bar and I will raise the anointing. Now, raising the bar was a word that initially came through in the Olympics. When the high jumpers jump, raise the bar and the highest one wins. In other words, go to another level. Holy Spirit said, I want you to tell my people, take it to another level. In other words, press in to the spirit realm and engage with me this year. Pray at levels you haven't prayed at before. Believe me for greater things. And if you will do that, I will pour out the anointing on you at a greater level. And then he spoke these words, I want you to loose my Air Force. And I knew it was H-E-I-R, the force behind the airs, which is angels, according to Hebrews 1 and verse 14. The angels are ministering spirits sent to minister for the heirs of salvation. That is you and me, the born again ones. We're the heirs. Angels are ministering to the heirs at a different level. And I begin to see this is the year when he's going to engage the multiple divisions of angel armies and assist the heirs. And he said, loose the Air Force. Now, how we do that is with the decrees of our mouth.
When did God start talking to you about angel armies?
I was out by lake praying. I'd prayed all night, one night, and I prayed and was praying into the second night. And he began to talk to me about angel armies, and he said this, I will now lead another campaign on earth similar to Acts chapter 2. But then he said, this time I will be bringing far more of the angel armies. I sat there afraid to move. I was under such anointing and shaky. And then he added this phrase. I've said it a thousand times. He said, the greatest days in church history are not in your past. They're in your present and in your future. We are entering into the greatest days of church history, the greatest harvest of church history, the greatest miracles that we've ever seen in church history.
You call it the mega Pentecost.
It is a mega Pentecost because the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, we are now entering into the third literal Pentecost. It's fascinating. The first literal Pentecost goes back to the Exodus after the Passover.
Right.
You go 50 days in the Exodus to Mount Sinai, and Moses gets the Ten Commandments. They celebrate the feast there. And then Exodus 12, and it's kind of overlooked. People don't see it. But in Exodus 12 says, when they went out, all the hosts went with them. Hosts Sabaei, and that means angel armies,
right,
or angel warriors. They went too.
Why did they weren't alone.
they weren't alone. They weren't needed in Egypt anymore because the people of God had left. So they went to connect them to a supernatural moment. Then you come to Acts chapter 2. The second literal Pentecost takes place, and a new era is beginning. The birth of the church happens. The kingdom of God comes into the earth and Holy Spirit comes. And we are told that over the 120 cloven tongues of fire set on them, which is a reference to angels. Ezekiel talks about the angels being tongues of fire that shot back and forth. Well, God said that this would be the third literal Pentecost. In other words, we are moving into another time in another release of angelic activity where the divisions of angels are released. and a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are now moving into another new era, and the greatest era of all history, when God's glory comes and fills the earth and begins to gather together the greatest harvest of prodigals, of new souls that He has ever reached before, and all of hell is not going to be able to stop it. They will try, but Holy Spirit is now bringing, like He did at the first Pentecost and at the second in Acts chapter 2, the literal one, and He's now coming with an angel army, divisions with millions in each division, and they are going to assist us in going to a whole new level of Christianity on the earth. Hell cannot stop what our King has commanded to be done.
And you know, my favorite vision that you talk about, of all of them, is a few years ago, you had a vision about breakthrough angels. Mm-hmm. And boy, is this one that you can grab hold of. Explain.
I saw them in the spirit realm, and they carry these huge, like wooden mallets. And they would strike the ground with such force that in the spirit realm, I could feel the thud of it. Like they're busting something up. When they struck the ground in the spirit realm that I saw, they would shout, "Break up, strike it again." And they would say, "Break out," and then they would say, "Break through." Well, I saw this vision, and I know breakthrough angels are being activated to break up, break out, break through. Then in June 8th, something I've never experienced before happened to me. I woke up blind in my right eye, couldn't see anything. And I wasn't overly worried about it. It was amazing because I was like, this is a hassle. I've got things to do today. I've got Zoom calls to make. I got to preach. I got a prayer service. And my wife said, you better take care. You need to get this looked at. So they got me an appointment at Cincinnati Eye Institute. Nate began to work with me. Next morning, I woke up still blind in his eye. And it suddenly hit me. Maybe this is prophetic. And I simply said, Holy Spirit, if you have something to say to me through this, say it. Instantly said, I was in the spirit realm. Don't know how to describe that. It's a different realm, and you know when you're in it. I was in the spirit realm, and I saw the breakthrough angels. But this time, two words were added that I had not seen the past 2 years. This time, when they struck the ground, they were saying, break up, break out, break through, pass over, and possess. And I knew we are now moving into a special Pentecost where it's now time to not just see minor breakthroughs, but supernatural breakthroughs whereby we begin to possess inheritance that God has ordained, just like the children of Israel finally possessed their inheritance. It's time for you to possess your breakthrough, not just hear about it. And these angels are, and it's not just corporate. This is for individuals and the corporate church. This is the time right now God is pouring out His power to break through for you. He's going to break through for you in your health, break through for your business, break through for your finance. He's going to help churches that have been struggling under so much persecution, really, in even a shutdown time in some cases, and certainly cultural persecution, but He's going to help His church break through and begin to possess inheritance that He has desired for them for centuries. In other words, we're moving into a different time. I would even say it's like a different age.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're moving into the time you have dreamt about.
Yes.
Not just you, all the prophets, all the saints from before have dreamt that this would occur. They're cheering in heaven for this moment.
Yes, they are.
Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural!
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hi, I'm here with Tim Sheets. And Tim, you explain angels like very few believers understand. There are different types of angels.
Oh, yes.
One type that's been probably very busy lately are governmental angels. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about them.
It's the first angel division that Holy Spirit began to describe to me. I saw a huge angel in one of our services wearing a purple sash. And I began to notice every time I saw the government angels, now these are angels that I believe are under the command of Michael, the great archangel. Michael has millions of government angels and warriors that assist in trying to turn or turning the governments of the world. And when the church is called upon by Holy Spirit to begin to transform government or speak into government, these angels are involved.
So they're waiting for assignment, is what you were talking about. They need a human believer agency,
sure,
to fulfill their destiny.
Like an intercessor that frees them to do the assignment. I remember we were in Tucson, Arizona, and we're doing a prayer assembly. Sid, I looked up, and it was kind of like a box door that they had made into a church, huge. All along one side began to line up government angels with a purple sash all across the back and all across this side. I'd never seen anything like that. And I said, Holy Spirit, I've never seen this many government angels before in one place. What's going on? And the Holy Spirit said, there are 51 of them, if you want to count. Mm. Oh, I didn't dare count. I'll take your word for it. And I said, why are they here? He said, there is one here for each capital, plus the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C. He said, they are here to get their assignments. So I stepped over to my brother who was leading at the time, my brother Dutch, and I told him, and we began to decree over the states. And as we would decree for that state, that government angel would take off. We knew he was on assignments according to what we were decreeing. And lastly, we decreed into Washington, D.C. And the angel finally took off on the assignment. We have influence through our prayers, through our decrees, through what we say that God says, to influence the natural realms. That requires sometimes the invisible assistance of angel armies to behind the scenes begin to shift things in ways that we cannot do.
Tell me about that recent vision you had of shaking.
I saw five government angels in the service. I was just getting ready to preach. Five government angels, purple sash, and I was in the spirit. I began to see portions of the White House falling off the side of the building, like you see in the footage of earthquakes. And I saw the state, the State House, and then I saw the DOJ and the Supreme Court, portions of the building falling. Then I saw portions of tech giants falling, portions of the media crumbling, portions of education. And I knew something's happening. Then Holy Spirit spoke prophetically that the shakeup had to do with the natural realm and the natural nations. But remember that in Hebrews, although the kingdoms and every kingdom can be shaken, your kingdom cannot be shaken. And then he said, this shaking will shake open capped wells of evangelism. It will shake open a new revival. It will shake open signs, wonders, and miracles. It will shake open mighty deliverance, and it will shake open a change even in the governmental structures of your world. The shaking has begun.
Wow. There are divine moments in time when prophecy manifests on earth. Tim says, this is your moment. And Tim is going to pray for your destiny, your family, their salvations, and healing. Next.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Tim Sheets, you talk that there's a moment when assignments and alignments converge. What do you mean by that?
Well, Isaiah 55:11 says that the words of that God gives us have assignments in them. And we are in a supernatural time when prophetic dreams, prophetic visions, prophetic words are all coming to a supernatural moment. I had a vision about angels dropping plumb lines in this particular moment to connect.
In the natural, what is a plumb line?
Okay, a plumb line is what they used to hold up. Now they have lasers, but they would hold up the old plumb line with a like a pointed bobber at the end.
Builders do this.
Builders would do that to align the building exactly right. And these angels were holding up plumb lines over churches all over the world. And it was like they had to have everything exactly right because they were connecting to a supernatural moment of destiny. Now, in this supernatural time, angels are dropping the plumb lines to connect apostolates or New Testament churches.
So are you saying that those viewing us right now, that they might have had a prediction, a prophecy, a dream, a vision 25 years ago, and it never happened, and they've almost given up? Are you saying breathe new life in it? Because are we at that moment?
We are at that moment right now. This is the year when the mega Pentecost begins to erupt. Right now, what is about to happen on earth is an explosion of the power of the Holy Spirit in a mega Pentecost, where the dunamis of God — dunamis doesn't mean dynamite, by the way. It means the dynamite is lit. The explosion is called dunamis. He is coming with released power from heaven, and angels are helping connect it to its moment, assist it to be accomplished, activate signs, wonders, and miracles, and set captives free supernaturally.
Declare that right now.
This is your moment. This is a supernatural moment. And the Holy Spirit is here today, and He's prompting a faith to rise up in you to begin to declare my acceptance of this moment and my promise. And we declare today, things you have been believing for, things you posted on the refrigerator, things that are in your little notebook or on the side notes of your Bible, they're coming to pass right now. The heartaches that and the tears that you prayed all night long for that son and that daughter, they're coming to their moment. And we call them in Jesus' name. That loved one that has been so despondent and discouraged because of traumas in their life, even though they may have naturally happened and are real, supernatural power of God is coming to set them free. Mighty deliverance is coming to you. You may have walked through dark times in the financial realm. You may have even lost your job. But know this today, you are in a supernatural time when God can turn that around for you. I had a vision just 2 weeks ago that everywhere I looked on the highway, the signs read U-turns. This is U-turn time. God is turning things around. You may be going this way and it may look bad, but there's a U-turn coming, and you're going to drive the highway of God, and you're going to see deliverance. You're going to see freedom like God has promised you. You're going to see the power of the living God demonstrated in you and your family, and hell is not going to be able to stop it, because greater is He that is in us. And our King said that if we would move with Him and His authority, we would prevail. So I declare an anointing to prevail is coming on you. It's coming on your families. It's coming on pastors watching this today. And your church is going to prevail. We're going to win this thing, Sid. We're going to see the greatest days in church history.
And if two or more agree touching any one thing, it's going to happen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, this is your moment.
Call now and get Tim Sheets' powerful brand new book, Angel Armies on Assignment, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, Chariots of Fire. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9722. Through Tim Sheets' powerful brand new book, Angel Armies on Assignment, you will learn how to partner with the innumerable angels in heavenly realms. Tim Sheets will help you understand how to engage God's army of angels, know how to identify the different orders, categories, and ranks of angelic beings, discover the purposes of God by discerning the different kinds of angelic activity happening around you in the unseen world, flow with the Holy Spirit's movement as you partner with God's angel armies, experience supernatural breakthroughs of healing, deliverance, provision, salvation, and so much more. You will also receive Tim Sheets' anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, Chariots of Fire. Understand that this timely revelation is given for the church's advance. Find out that you have powerful angels in God's cavalry division that are available to you and are now being mobilized by the Holy Spirit. Discover how angels of awakening, angels of revival and enlightenment are being activated by the Holy Spirit to assist you in your ministry outreach to others. Understand that the greatest decade ever planned by the Holy Spirit is now getting ready to unfold before you. Tim includes an anointed prayer for the Heavenly Father to activate upon this planet the greatest warriors of all time, His warrior angels, His chariots of fire, to engage with you and bring great victories over the kingdom of darkness. Don't miss out on getting Tim Sheets' powerful brand new book, Angel Armies on Assignment, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, Chariots of Fire. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9722. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9722 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.